Hey, Coop here. Welcome to 90 Second Recap, where I share a quick sports history lesson based on today's camp. It's September 6th, and I'm wearing a Chicago Cubs New Era 5950 with a Wrigley Field 100-year side patch purchased from Hat Club. This camp is from Hat Club's Super Bloom collection, which, as marketed, simply makes me want to sneeze my head off. But I thought it was an appropriate cap for today as we take a look at a man whose career bloomed once he was no longer a Cub. Wait, what's that you say? There are players whose careers have gotten better after they left the Cubbies? Well, yeah, Lou Brock, Dennis Eckersley, Joe Carter, DJ LeMahieu, Bubbles Hargrave. Bubbles up? No, that was off of Jimmy Buffett's posthumous number one album. We talked about Jimmy yesterday, and yeah, we still think about him every day. No, we're talking about Eugene Franklin Hargrave, who played his final MLB game on this date in 1930. Bubbles had a cup of coffee with the Cubs late in the 1913 season, earning his first major league at-bat against Boston's Braves at Chicago's West Side Ground, site of our September 4th episode. The Cubs would end their tenure there after the 1915 season, and so would Bubbles, the Cubs getting a new home address at 1060 West Addison, and Bubbles beginning five seasons of minor league ball. He'd resurface with the Reds in 21 and would be the first catcher in the modern era to win a batting title, which he did in 1926. In December, because the league didn't actually have minimum criteria for plate appearances at that point, and it took him that long to figure it out.